Mile 4. As we come off the bridge, the street changes to Chestnut and carries us into the North Shore and East Allegheny neighborhoods. This residential area is where we'll see spectators sitting on their porches, drinking their morning coffee, and smiling at the production in front of them that has disrupted their usually monotonous Sunday morning routines. There is sporadic clapping from block to block, and we dash by the police cars that block intersections for us. Nobody is cold anymore. 57 degrees may seem chilly before the start, but after a few miles your body is warm enough. Anything warmer than the low 60s, and you'd be shocked how the atmosphere can drain you. In the 1982 Boston Marathon, Dick Beardsley and Alberto Salazar provided the most memorable finish in that race's history. Maybe the sport's history. The race has been immortalized as the Duel in the Sun, and one of the main storylines involves the ridiculously high temperature during the race and how it both mentally and physically depleted the runners. The way the meteorological conditions have been made part of the legend, you would think the heat of that April day would have been comparable to an August day in Savannah. The high temperature that day was only about 70 degrees. I'm not tired at all, but I feel like throwing up. I'm thinking about the ancient maxim, the fear of death is more to be dreaded than death itself. There's something to that, I suppose. I think if you know death is imminent, then there may be a certain solace in that. It's inevitable. It's going to happen regardless of what actions you take. Just submit and accept.